USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In Washington State, a second person has died of the coronavirus. These are the first two cases of coronavirus-related deaths in the United States. Meanwhile, several other states are starting to confirm their first cases of the virus, including New York State, where a healthcare worker recently returned to the U.S. from Iran. She's now in quarantine, according to Governor Andrew Cuomo.
She does live in Manhattan. She is isolated in her apartment, and there's no cause to do anything but that.
The former chairman and CEO of General Electric has died. Jack Welch's wife, Susie, announcing his death today. Welch took the helm at GE back in 1981. He retired just before the terrorist attacks on September 11, 2001. Welch was 84 years old. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Pete Buttigieg has suspended his campaign for the Democratic presidential nomination just one day after a disappointing finish in the South Carolina primary. Buttigieg saying dropping out now is the best way to unify Americans and get Donald Trump out of the White House in November.
I will no longer seek to be the 2020 Democratic nominee for president, but I will do everything in my power to ensure that we have a new Democratic president come January.
Voters in 14 states will be casting their votes tomorrow, which is Super Tuesday. The longest war in American history might be winding down now after a deal was struck with the Taliban, an agreement that was signed on Saturday. And on Sunday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was touting the deal on the news shows, but stressed that it's about accountability and not just trust, and said the path forward will still be difficult. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
South Korea is reporting that North Korea has fired two unidentified projectiles into the Sea of Japan. The projectiles traveling about 150 miles out and 22 miles high. South Korea's military saying the launch earlier today was probably part of a combined military drill. Now, if the launch was in fact a missile test, it would be the first North Korean missile test of 2020. Some police departments are using fears about the coronavirus to go after drug dealers and users. It's kind of a trick, though. Departments in Wisconsin and Florida are among those using social media offering to test drugs like methamphetamine and other drugs for coronavirus contamination. The Tavares, Florida Police Department and the Merrill, Wisconsin PD posting the warnings, inviting people to bring in their meth or whatever drug they have, and they'll contact an officer to get the drugs tested for free, either at the station or at their homes. And after 25 seasons, Judge Judy will be adjourning court for good soon. In an interview set to air today on Ellen, host Judy Scheindlin says the 2021 season will be her last. She's moving on to a new show called Judy Justice, although she hasn't released details about what that show is going to be. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.